Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman, in his search for the lost land of Illyria, finds himself confronted with a miracle of nature that almost claims the life of young Jimmy Olsen.
It's an earthquake, Mr. Kent. I can feel the ground trembling.
Follow me, Jim. I'll carry Rev Peyton. Hurry.
Leave me, Sierra. Leave me and save thyself.
Nonsense. Up you go. Keep close to me, Jim. Jim, did you hear me?
Jeepers.
Jim, what's the matter?
My foot. A big crack opened in the ground and I stepped into it. Now I can't get loose.
Do you know, gang, that in professional baseball, only six players have ever hit 50 or more home runs in one season since 1901? Babe Ruth made baseball history with the Yankees when he went over the 50 mark in 1920, 21, 27, and 28. Hack Wilson of the Cubs made the grade in 1930. Jimmy Fox of the Athletics knocked him over the fence in 1932. And Hank Greenberg did it in 1938. Ralph Kiner of the Pirates and Johnny Mize of the Giants each hit the record last year. Now, these six home run kings are the heavy-hitting greats of all time. They've walloped their way right into baseball's record book. A challenge to future players. Something for tomorrow's king of SWAT to aim for. Because it takes a top-flight athlete to knock 50 baseballs over the fence in one short season. But undoubtedly, others will do it in the future. Why, some of you fellows who are practicing on the sand lots today will be the big league greats of tomorrow. Yes, maybe the day will come when you will bat your 50th home run and land right up there along with the six other home run kings. Maybe baseball fame is in the books for the boy down the block or the kid who just tried out for first base position on your team. Nobody can tell who the lucky guys will be. But one thing's sure, he won't be tomorrow's home run king because of where his people came from or the way he worships God or what his name sounds like. No, sir. It's the muscular skill behind his booming bat that will hold the answer. Power, steady nerves, coordination, good timing, and a fighting heart. Those are the things that make the great athlete and home run king. Who knows? Maybe that'll be you. So keep on punching, learn to play the game, and always give your best.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Yesterday, as you remember, Clark Kent, Rev Peyton, and Jimmy Olsen started their plane trip in search of the lost land of Illyria. With mounting excitement, they watched passing far below them the Gulf of Mexico, the island of Cuba, the wide expanses of the Caribbean Sea, and the mainland of South America. They had been over the continent for some time when Kent realized they were flying off course, not southeast, but due west. When he questioned the pilot, he was told the radio transmitter and direction finder was out of order. Suddenly suspicious, Kent decided to check it, only to find himself suddenly held at bay by a gun the pilot was pointing directly at Rev Peyton.
One moment, a girl gets it, Kent.
Grab him, Mr. Kent. I'll stand in front of Rev Peyton. Let him shoot me.
Hey, where are you, little fool, or I'll plug the two of you.
Do as he says, Jim.
The evil one. The evil stared from his eyes. There's death in them.
What are you after, anyway?
You'll find out.
Here, what are you doing with those controls?
Fixing up so the ship will crash.
If I crash, you will, too.
That's where you're wrong, sonny. I'm bailing out. Don't move, any of you.
No, you're not.
Jim, look out!
Mind you. I got to plug you for that, you little punk. Out of my way.
Jim!
Here goes. So long.
The stripling, Jim. He's dead.
No, he's just knocked out. He hit his head on the floor. Uh-oh.
Sarah Kent.
She's fainted. That's a break. Rev Peyton and Jim both unconscious. I can get out of these clothes. But I've got to hurry. Because this is a job for Superman.
Superman.
out of the broken window. Now, back underneath the plane like this. Oh, God. Falling so fast, I can't get a good grip. There we are. That does it. Now to straighten it out. And head it back on the right course, southeast. Okay, there we are. Now, away!
Flying swiftly and steadily, his mighty arms holding the crippled plane above his head, Superman speeds across the sky in the direction of the Guiana Highlands, his sharp eyes piercing the inky blackness, searching for a suitable landing place while he tries to cover as much distance as possible to bring him nearer his objective, the lost land of Illyria. Suddenly, he spies a vast grassy plain extending as far as the eye can reach. Down, down he streaks. And a moment later, he sets the huge plane safely on the ground.
Whew, that was close. Now I'd better get back into Kent's clothes before either Jim or Rip Peyton comes too. I wonder where we are. I see hills far in the distance. Yeah, those must be the mountains of the highlands.
Okay.
There we are, finished. Now to see how Jimmy and Rip Peyton are.
Sir Kent! Sir Kent!
I'm here, Rip Peyton!
Where they're at, though.
Yeah, I'm right here. Don't be frightened.
Oh, I called to thee and called to thee.
Oh?
But thou didst not answer. I thought thee dead, too, like he unstripped me.
Well, I guess I didn't hear you with all the noise. Don't worry about Jimmy. He just got a nasty bump on the head, but he'll be all right.
I hope thou speakest truly.
Oh, sure. Jim. Oh. Jim, oh. Come on, boy. Come on, open your eyes.
Oh, my head.
Yeah, I know it hurts, Jim, but it'll be better in a minute.
Gosh, Mr. Kent.
Come on, try to stand up.
Oh, the lad stirreth himself and speaketh. As well.
Gee whiz. What happened, Mr. Kent? Are we on the ground?
Aye.
Uh-huh.
This huge bird settled down like a dove.
You mean we crash-landed?
Well, we landed all right, but luckily for us, there wasn't much of a crash.
Gosh, I don't get it.
Don't try. Come on, Jim. Up on your feet.
Okay. Yep. Golly, my head's spinning like a top.
Now, sit down here for a minute. You'll be okay in a jiffy.
Oh, where are we, Mr. Kent?
Aye, 'tis the same query I would wish to make. Thinkest thou we are nigh unto Illyria?
Well, it's hard to tell from inside here. We can get our bearings better outdoors.
Well, what are we waiting for, then? Let's go.
No, wait now. I don't know, Jim. That's a nasty bump on your head. It might be best to spend the night in the plane.
Nay, Sir Clark, I would not stay. My heart is heavy, and I long for the sight of my homeland. The sooner we reach it, the lighter will my heart become.
But it's pretty rough traveling at night. The country's wild, you know, and
yeah,
we might run.
You're not exactly dressed for it, Rev Peyton.
Oh, my robes will not hinder me. Fear thee not that I shall hold thee back.
Well, okay then. Let's take a look outside anyway. We can decide where we'll spend the night later.
Oh, creeping lizards. One of those noises, Mr.
It's the sound of the jungle which surrounded us.
That's right.
Well, I don't see any jungle. Nothing but a lot of grass. That's all I can see.
Aye. Underfoot is like dried out straw, and earth would have been baked long in a hot sun.
I'm getting my bearings now.
Where do you think we are, Mr. Kent?
Must be the Orinoco Valley.
Orinoco?
That's right. I'd guess that Illyria lies somewhere between the Orinoco and the Amazon rivers.
The names are strange to me, Sir Clark. But from the hills in my land, one can see two slender bodies of water. And far, far beyond the deep blue sea.
Well, that would be right, then. Two slender bodies of water would be the Orinoco and the Amazon rivers, the blue sea, the Caribbean.
But how can you be sure we're in the Orinoco Valley now?
Well, it looks that way.
Well, it only looks like dried out grass to me.
That's what I mean, Jim. See, this would be the dry season in the valley. The grass becomes parched and burned at that time and finally disappears. If it were light now, you'd probably see big patches of earth that didn't have any grass at all.
You mean just plain dirt?
Uh-huh.
Aye. It cometh back to me now. Herkimer hath told me how often not too far away from Illyria, the earth becomes hot and dry, and often splits in twain. 'Twas perhaps of this that he spake.
As you see, Jim, once we've passed over this valley, we'll probably find heavy jungle. Hey, wait a minute.
What's that rumbling?
'Tis thunder raging in the heavens. Soon lightning will strike.
How can that be? You said it was the dry season, Mr. Kent.
It is the dry season. I'm sure there won't be a rainstorm.
I feel it now. The earth trembleth and shaketh.
Sleeping lizard, it's an earthquake.
Is Jimmy right? What is the ominous rumbling they hear? Is it an earthquake? Or is it something even stranger than that? We'll know in just a moment, so keep listening.
As we've told you before on this program, gang, millions of boys and girls overseas, destitute as a result of the ravages of war, look to you. They count on you, the lucky youngsters of America, to help them grow well and strong again by sending them food and medicines. And you can do that by joining the Crusade for Children, a national organization whose sole purpose is to raise funds for food, clothing, and medicines to be sent overseas to sick and hungry boy and girl victims of the war. Members of Crusade for Children canvass their neighborhoods for contributions and raise funds in many other ways, including the staging of neighborhood plays, backyard carnivals, collections of scrap and waste paper, and the sale of cookies and candy made by themselves. They find doing these things lots of fun. And what's even more important, it gives Crusade members a feeling of doing something worthwhile to keep others better off. It demonstrates that they care about others and want to share with others. And every little bit of help such as that counts toward creating a feeling of mutual friendship and understanding among people of all nations, which is the root and foundation of lasting peace. So join the Crusade for Children in your city. Don't delay. Do it right away. For more complete details, contact the local office of the American Overseas Aid and United Nations Appeal for Children in your city.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Clark Kent, Riff Payton, and Jimmy Olsen were surveying the area in which Superman had landed their crippled plane when suddenly they heard an ominous rumble. Riff Payton thought it was thunder, Jimmy Olsen an earthquake, but Clark Kent, knowing what is really about to happen, shouts a warning.
No, it's not an earthquake, but run! Jim, run! Get away from the plane!
Come on, Riff Payton.
I'll carry her. Get going.
Leave me. Save myself, Jim. I can't.
Nonsense. Try to keep up with me, Jim.
I am. How much further?
Far away from the plane as we can get. Come on, Jim. Faster, faster.
Mr. Kent.
What is it, Jim?
My foot. It's caught in a crack in the earth.
What?
I can't get it out.
You stay here, Red Payton.
Aye, but hurry.
I will. Here I come, Jim.
Over here, Mr. Kent. Over here.
I see you. Here, I'll get my arms around your waist like this. Now, you just relax while I pull.
Okay.
Oh, you're winched in there solid. Let yourself go, Jim. Lift. Now, one more tug. There.
Come on, Jim. I'm free.
All right, hang on just the way you are. I'll carry you.
You don't have to. I can make it.
Keep quiet and do as you're told. There we are. Okay, now try to stand up.
It's getting louder and louder.
Now. This is the whole world trembling.
I can't look at the plane.
Uh-oh.
Look at our plane.
That's what I was afraid of.
The earth just opened up and swallowed.
Amazed, Kent, Rev Payton, and Jimmy look on as the earth splits open and the huge plane disappears. What strange forces are at work in this unknown part of the world? And what new dangers await our friends as they search for the hidden land of Illyria? We'll learn more tomorrow, so be sure to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 13 of The Mystery of the Sleeping Beauty on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom X and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.